welcome to another episode of Neat Little Mac Apps. It's going to be a very, very small one. I received a couple of emails of people who were kind of interested in the application that I mentioned in the DMG Architect review. And that was the icon composer of Apple, of Xcode. So what this does actually is create icons, but you don't need a spiffy application like Icon Factory, which Julie noted has a lot of more options and features for creating icons. But anyway, this will do the trick just fine if you just want to create beautiful icons. Now, what is it? Well, it's an application that comes with Xcode. So if you go and download Xcode from Apple, you can get a slew of applications that will help you do a lot of things. And one of those applications is this Icon Composer. Now, if you install Xcode, you will have a folder in your root of your disk, and that will be called Developer. And if you go into that folder and you go into Applications, Utilities, there you will find a couple of cool applications, and one of them is Icon Composer. If you double click this, you will simply get a main screen with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 empty spaces, going from 512 by 512 pixels to 16 by 16 pixels. And all you basically have to do now is go into your main image manipulation program, for instance Photoshop, but it doesn't have to be that. It can be, for instance, say Pixelmator. And you create a icon, 512 by 512 pixels, and you save that, for example, as a PNG, which of course recognizes transparencies, and you just throw it onto the 512 by 512 empty square. And immediately, let's do this by the way, let's take this same file I used for the DMG Architect review. It's a DMG, it's a disk icon. And you just take that image, you throw it onto the square, and it will ask you, okay, would you like to copy this image to the smaller icon sizes as well? So here you can say, no, use for this size only, because when you go to the smaller sizes, the smaller images, you tend to tweak it a bit. You tend to want to put in the pixels there yourself, because it's not always that good to just scale something to 16 by 16 pixels, for example. Anyway, so here you can say, okay, use for this size only, so only the big one will be changed. Or you can say, no, go ahead, copy it to all the smaller sizes, and it will scale that icon down for you, including transparencies and stuff. You can also choose to copy to the smaller sizes which are empty, so that it will only fill up those where you don't have already an icon present. And then you just hit import. There we go, and we have the whole image. And then you can go and hit masks if you want to at the bottom of the window, like this, and you see what the mask is like. So you could see, okay, I should tweak this or this, and you can hit preview, and that will give you a large representation of the icon on a checkerboard, but you can choose this. You can choose, for example, to have the grass background, the aqua blue background, and you can take the scale slider and just slide it all the way down to 1 pixel. You can scale it up and down, and you will see the result of your image, how it will look on your desktop. Once that is finished, you just hit File, Save As, and you can save that project, or you can hit File, Export, and then you'll be able to save the .icns file. So that's an icon file, actually. Once you have created that icon, you can put it on whatever folder you like with software using, like, say, Candy Bar or something like that, and you can use that ICN file, which is a complete, correct icon file that you can use afterwards. That's it for this episode. Again, you're always welcome at neatlittlemacapps.com. You can post your comments there. You can send your feedback to feedback@neatlittlemacapps.com. If you have an application that you think is truly special, or you have something else to say, you can send your feedback there as well. If you're a developer who has an application, send that to me too, so perhaps I'll feature it on the show. If you want to support this show, you can hit the link in the iTunes artwork window, and you'll be taken to the press kit. You can follow me at twitter.com/NLMA. Not that I know why you want to follow my ramblings, but you're always welcome, of course. That's it for this episode. Let's close the MacBook lid on this one. Bye. Music for the show is provided by the BC Servers. The track name is Julu Beats, and you can find out more about them at music.podshow.com. Candy bar. Now there's an app I could also review. Well, perhaps some other time.
This show is a proud member of the techpodcast.com network.
Find out more about this and other shows at
www.techpodcast.com.
Techpodcast.com.
If it's tech, it's here.